Today is October 15th. The Yankees lose game 3 to the Astros, are down in the series 2-1. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Quick song today because it's a little bit of a downer episode, and we're all a little upset, and there's no time for pleasantries or songs. But there is time for sponsors, and I'm going to get them out of the way real quick. People bringing you this show, Andrew J., Mr. Pizza Face, a pregame show staple, Rob Chiazzo, Brandon, Nick K., Stockton Knotts is coming back around, joined in spring training this year, we remember. Jansen Hartage, Dante Manello, you know him, Jake? Do you know him personally?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to.
All right. Hit Jake up, Dante. Bryden Clark, I'd bet good money you're from California. Dylan Skaggs, Captain Hank, Alex Ferlazzo, Leonard, Donnie Baseball, Poppy Massey, Yitza Siar Ahavadi, Yulo Fellow, and Mike Materio. Those are our most recent Patreon sponsors. We appreciate it. Thank you very much for the support. It means so much in these trying times. My name's John Boy. I'm coming to you from New Jersey, and I have my co-host Jake talking. Jake, coming to you from Denver, and we are sitting down moments after Game 2 wrapped up. The Washington Nationals are about to put the kibosh on their set. They have the bases loaded with one out and two runs already scored. No one cares about that. Jake, how are you doing? Need to know where your head's at with this game and the series and in general.
James, I'm doing probably better than the people would like. The people that are tuning in, they may want to hear some doomsday stuff. Maybe you don't. We're here to talk about the Jalen Ramsey trade, I thought we were doing talking NFL today. No, man, it's whatever. It sucks. I think we got beat today. I think game two in Houston, I wouldn't necessarily say that. And this one makes game two sting a little more. I didn't drink during the game, which I was proud of myself, but as you and the Patreon live viewers are seeing now, I am cracking a few Corona Extras. Turns out I like Corona Extras. I don't like Corona Lights. Jim, here's my baseline that I've decided to go with that's half positive spin, half negative spin. Verlander and Cole, they won those games. And if you're Houston, you expect that. And I know the other side of that is, well, they're going to pitch again this series. Yeah, we put on the second most base runners Gerrit Cole's allowed in a year. We were just a swing away. Justin Verlander, we could have won that game pretty easily. Hopefully the bats wake up. And my biggest spin zone that I'll be pushing this episode is the John Smoltz. Hey, the more they see the Yankees relievers, the better shot they're going to have against them. Well, if we could have a second shot against Verlander and Cole, isn't that the same thing? So, I'm okay. You know, the rain thing, it's going to be interesting to see that, how that plays out. We've had our second non-player get hurt this series. We had the Astros guy and now the umpire. So, some weird stuff going on. Give me Granky. Give me their bullpen. Let's roll.
Oh, my God. The Cardinals just let a pop-up drop with the bases loaded. Oh, if you're a Cardinals fan, you need to turn off the TV.
Did they call infield fly or no? Either way, it could be worse. You could be a Cardinals fan. How about that spin?
Oh, my God. All right. Here's where my head's at, Jake. I'm a little more irked than I usually am. Okay. I'm a little more reactionary than I usually am. I've been in lockstep with Boone, and I think, you know, listeners have known I've been agreeing with a lot of his decisions. Not today. And some are Monday morning quarterbacking. Like some are, I'm not saying that the mistake was made beforehand. I'm saying, okay, can't do this again. And some.
I've got one big Monday morning quarterback, but continue.
And others, I think Boone fucked up today. So I think there's one there. So, and I don't know how we want to get into these. We're not burning the game because we're all sad. Lineup wise, Jake, I think I understand what Boone and Co. were trying to do with the lineup today. I think it was a swing and a miss, and we cannot do that again. The lineup has to be completely different for game four, in my opinion. I think it was horrible. I don't know if you want to get into the weeds with that. The way that Boone utilized the bullpen today, I think was bad. I think in the moment, bad decisions by Boone. So that's where I'm at. I don't know. Which one do you want to start with?
Yeah, let's dive hard. I'll do my first big Monday morning quarterback. And it was not bunting with Guardy in the first. I know Brett has the power numbers, and he's not the bunty, slappy Brett Gardner that John Smoltz still talks about in the booth. Well, A, he might be if the baseballs are unjuiced again. And B, what I lost out in hindsight, because in the moment I was like, let Guardy swing. He's going to hit it into the bleachers. This game's going to be over. The place is going to go nuts. Monday morning quarterback, which is also probably the right thought, it is Gerrit Cole. And if Brett Gardner lays down a sacrifice bunt, the Yankees could score a run with an out. So that's my biggest Monday morning quarterback. And then Glaber goes yard after he's been in the three hole. So yeah, there's some decision that's with the lineup. I don't get too antsy because, you know, people are mad about Edwin. Edwin had a lot better at bats today. He had like the second hardest hit ball out of the Yankees. So that's my big thing that I'm hindsight is 20/20 on.
Yeah, the lineup is also Monday morning quarterbacking a little bit out of me because in the pregame show I said I hated Edwin in front of Glaber. If you're going to put Guardy three hole because you want the lefties, you have to put Glaber four hole. And I think that showed itself to be a problem in this game. I think having Gardner and Edwin ahead of Glaber is stupid. So going forward, I don't think you can have that. I think Glaber needs to be hitting third. I don't care about the lefty splits. Actually, moving forward, if you need that lefty, move Hicks up. He's looked good in all four at bats.
Yeah.
He's made good contact when he's made contact, and he's taken a lot of pitches and looked good. So if you need that lefty, put Hicks there. That's my opinion on that. Having Gardner protect Judge and Didi protect Glaber was so stupid. They just walked Glaber's first two at-bats to get to Didi, who made three outs on the first pitch every time. One of them he put right to the track, so I can't really knock it that much because if it's a half a foot further, it might be a home run, you know? But
if it's a different baseball, it's a home run.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't like the lineup, and this is like Monday morning quarterbacking. Like, I didn't have the biggest problem with it going into this game, but if it's the same tomorrow, I'm going to be mad. You cannot have Gardner and Didi protecting our two best hitters, Judge and Glaber. You can't do it.
There was the one first pitch swinging you should be mad at is when the reliever came in. Will Harris came in and Didi swung first pitch. Pitch was on his hands and he popped out. The first pitch thing, I was on the stats before the game, and it actually worked pretty well. LeMahieu, Judge, both had first hit singles. Didi almost hit the damn three-run homer that was basically our best chance to score runs this entire game on a first pitch. So I know it's frustrating in the moment, and I know you're thinking about Cole's pitch count. Guess what? I mean, 110 out of Gerrit Cole, take away the first hit singles. Maybe one of those turns into an out. Maybe both of them turns out into an out. The pitch is kind of even out. And it just sucks because we were one hit away, and you keep wondering what could have been if that Didi ball gets out. And that's the big thing with Guardy and bunting in the first. Like, just think of how different that game would have felt if the Yankees had a run on the board throughout. So it's tough. The lineup stuff, we'll see a shuffle. I think, are we just assuming rain out tomorrow? Should we join the masses on that?
No, when the masses tell me it's going to be rained out, I just always think it's going to be played.
Okay. Okay, I'm cool
because
with that.
so many times the rainout crowd is the weirdest crowd in baseball people's lives. The happy to predict a rainout crowd. I don't know. I just feel like they think they've got an inside source, but I know that the odds are very likely it's going to get rained out. I'm just kind of being a cranky jerk right now because all season I hate the rainout crowd. Whatever.
Right.
But yeah, it's going to get rained out. Whatever.
The numbers look high, like the broadcast was all on it. We'll see. Who knows with this series? Who knows with anything?
Can I tell you this?
But
outside of the result of this game and the gameplay, weird fucking game with it being a 4 o'clock start. FS1 had like a weird color scheme to it because it was trying to battle the sun for a while. And it was like, what are we watching? They were glitching like crazy. They had to take the ads off, had to take the strike zone box off. And then the ump gets hit, and there's a delay, and they go, like, there was some like weird shit going on with this game. I was like, what the fuck's going on? This doesn't feel like how game two felt, where it's like I'm on the edge of my seat and I'm intense. Too many things were taking me off the edge of my seat. It's a weird game. I didn't like it.
Yeah, umpire gets subbed out, and you know, there's a couple calls, and obviously it's going to be blown up when the umpire does switch. But that first pitch to LeMahieu when the Yankees were rallying. And then the 2-0 to Seve that, or 2-0 from Seve to Bregman that essentially ended his night because he went 3-0 to Bregman, which I'm assuming Seve staying in is part of a discussion we'll get into in a little bit. I don't know. We went scoreless for 15 innings, and then Glaber hits the home run. We got cold and Verlandered a little bit, and I don't know. It felt like today we got beat. Game two, it felt like it was there, and we just didn't take it. Today felt like we got beat. You know, Britton spikes a ball. You know, that first hanging pitch to Altuve was an absolute meatball. So, I don't know. That's where I'm at. Colin Verlander beat us. We're still going to get cranky again. We're going to get a potential bullpen day from them at some point. So I don't know. I'm not dead in the water, but not good.
No, I mean, it was going to be very hard for the Yankees. You know, I mean, you win tomorrow, we're all happy with ourselves, and that's likely. You know what I mean? There's just changes. Like, there, you know, after game one and after game two, I didn't think there was changes needed to be made that much. I think Boone handled the bullpen like a fool today.
Let's do it. Let's go day by day. Severino.
I'm fine with how he went with Seve, actually. When they took Seve out, I was fine with it.
Even the last, you're okay with him going in for that last inning?
Yeah. I don't really have that big of a problem. I would have taken him out before the Bregman at bat. I would have went batter by batter. So he gets Altuve out. And he gives up a single to Brantley. I would have taken him out then. They left him in to face Bregman, and he walked him on four pitches. So that at bat, I would have taken Seve out. You know, you're following, right? I would have went batter by batter with Seve. They gave him one more batter than I would have. It's not that crazy of a difference in plan.
Yeah, I think it was a big thing on Twitter. I think I was kind of okay with taking him out because he had already set his season-high pitch total and it was back to the top of the lineup. So Seve had gone from a horrific day to kind of a salvage day. So, like, putting him back in, I was a little... And especially that was right when the umpire thing happened. So I was a little tenuous. Is that a right word? I have no idea what that means at the time. It ends up, my girlfriend just got home. She tells me that's not the word at all. I don't know. It ends up not hurting them. The goose comes in and he gooses it up.
I have such an issue with running Chad out for 8 pitches, taking him out of the game, then running Canely for 7 pitches and taking him out of the game.
Yeah.
Chad can give you 30 pitches. Canely can give you, you know, up to 20. Ottavino cannot be relied on. You cannot, and we know this going into this. You can't take, You can't take short outings from Chad and Canely thinking that's fine. We have Ottavino. You know what I mean? In the middle of the year, you could, because Ottavino was locked down. Ottavino is out of his fucking element. He comes into games, he just is scared to throw strikes. Did you see that tweet I did? His first batter, he's played in all six games. Four of the times that he's come in have been in close situations, three runs or less. He's walked or given up a home run the first batter every time. He can't be part of the plan. And this is going forward, and this is for tonight. Why run Chad so short? He's been our best pitcher. He threw eight pitches, Jake. He's stretched out to 30. Why do that? And then you bring in Canely, who looked good. He throws seven pitches. To hand the ball to Otto, you can't do that. Otto's not good right now.
And, Jim, this is part of what I was saying for the Minnesota series. I was saying, like, don't pull Ottavino after he just walks a guy because we're going to need him. This is the Minnesota series. Like, get him right. And right now, he just has no confidence. His one clean inning was in a blowout against Minnesota. His two appearances outside of that were instant walk, and then Springer Dinger. So he's got nothing right now, and that sucks because you and I pegged him as an X factor this series with all of the righties that Houston has, and right now he's useless. So when you tie that in to Chad Green with eight pitches, Tommy Canely with seven pitches, a hero that hopefully if the Yankees turn this thing around, Luis Sessa, how about him throwing 35 good bullets today? Good on you, Luis. But Jim, that spins back to where I think some people listening might be like thrown off that I said, like, you know, we got beat this game. Tyler Lyons was warming up in the first inning. we had a lot of things that kind of went right for us that kept this game close.
So many. This game should have been a blowout after four.
Yeah. Half good on Seve for bouncing back, half not. I mean, maybe we'll circle back on him because he is not necessarily what we needed, a good recovery. But I don't know. I heard some different things. You know, someone DM'd me saying, like, they didn't want to expend Chad because they're hoping to use him as the opener tomorrow. There's some ideas around that. But also, it's the ALCS. I think that is the Sterling quote. And B, I think, again, the world thinks this game is going to be rained out tomorrow. And if you're the Yankees and you have your bullpen and you might be getting a free off day, somewhat take advantage of it. But that's bizarre because there's an argument to be made that, you know, Canely after Chapman, Canely and Chad are the best two guys out of the bullpen right now. And to just take them out of the game like that is tough.
It felt like Boone was managing for, you know, having to use guys three games in a row and not for the game we're playing, which is the first time this postseason I felt like that's what he was doing, and which is why I've loved all his moves. Because if you're managing to win this game and you don't have tomorrow and the next day in your mind at all, you run Chad back out there. You get more bullets out of Canely. Unless he's just got blind faith in Ottavino. Ottavino can't pitch tomorrow, man. Put Sessa above him.
Yeah, and maybe.
I mean,
Sessa
in 2017, Betances got fucking exiled because he couldn't be trusted because he would walk the first batter and then look scared and like just lose control. And we loved it. We were like, no, it's the right move. Girardi's, it's harsh, but it's the right move. Ottavino, he can't pitch tomorrow. He can't pitch the next game.
Yeah.
He can't pitch in a close game. I mean, he's done for the series.
I think Dellin, there was a bigger case study at the time. Ottavino. It's tough for how much they're going to need the bullpen, especially if they might have to play four straight games. If you do see him, it would be as a righty loogie, a roogie. Like, just tell him to come in for one out, throw fucking strikes. If you get hit, I don't care. I think if you do, you have to baby step him in. Because right now he doesn't look right, and this is he's got no confidence. He went from this guy that was like our ace in the hole in April to now he gets pulled after a walk. And I just think mentally we've seen he's a mental dude. If he gives up a bloop or he misses a a call gets missed behind the plate, he's pretty shook. Right now, he's got nothing. So I don't know if there can be a slow buildup this series. If it is anything, it's as a rookie, which I just like saying that right now. But it was interesting, and I don't know. I guess we should finish off the bullpen. Britton spiking two balls when you can't spike two balls. That's rough.
Yeah, yeah. Also, like, really good play by the Astros there. I saw some people complimenting DJ for getting that runner out.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's 50-50 because that sets up. I mean, what he did, he didn't score a run, but he set them up for a great inning.
Oh, no, I'm on team full DJ on that because you can't let the run score. You can't let the run score.
Yeah, but I mean,
you can't assume your pitcher's going to spike pitches. And the base running, it's good base running, but it's kind of normal base running. That's if you've played baseball into high school baseball, you know if you get in a rundown, your goal is to make the other base runners advance as far as they can. But if you're the Yankees and you're already losing that game, you have to cut down the run.
I just wasn't celebrating it because the result was just as good for the Astros.
No. DJ made the right play and Springer made the right play.
That's what I'm saying.
The fact that it was getting celebrated as a great play by the Astros was ridiculous by Smoltz.
I thought it worked out just as well for them as it did for us.
It was normal base running. I think almost every major leaguer makes that play on the bases, and I just think not every major league pitcher goes and spikes the next two pitches.
Yeah. Led to me having a DM conversation with Jeff Passan.
Yeah, Uncle Jeff. He's a friend. I owe him a beer at winter meetings.
Yeah, he was cordial with me, but we disagreed on some things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I was just told him I didn't like that he said, like, Gary didn't try. I'm like, Gary's not naturally gifted at blocking. And those balls were 95 miles per hour spiked 55 feet. I think it's a little rough to say he didn't try.
Yeah. And it's, he took an infielder's position because he was fielding a grounder, basically. And, that was my tweet that got some love to him that Uncle Jeff saw was, if another catcher made that same exact movement, you wouldn't point at the catcher at all. But because Gary has a reputation, you want to put his name out there. So I think when Uncle Jeff looks at the comment sections, he understood his mistake to a degree.
All right, here's the thing. Ottavino and Severino aren't allowed to talk anymore.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm getting so sick of their quotes. Severino has press conferences before these games, and he just talks such a big game, and I love the confidence, you know? But if you don't remotely back it up in the first inning, he's come into every first inning of every playoff game shook. Can't find his fastball, and just the game looks bigger than him. Now, he ends up with a decent enough outing, I guess, nothing to write home about because he's supposed to be an ace. He's supposed to be giving us the Gerrit Cole outings. But he is coming off injury. It is only his five games, so he does have a little excuse there, and we would take like four good. But every first inning is overwhelming for Severino, and he has to conquer something. And he keeps having these quotes of just so cocky. Listen to this Adam Ottavino quote. These are the types of games I want to be in. This is the reason I came to this team. It's everything I've wanted my whole life. I want to do better. I want to get out there again. I think I'm going to get every guy out I face. Stop talking like that, Ottavino, because you come out and you don't throw strikes. And if you do throw strikes, it's a get-me-over slider that gets tattooed for a home run. Just shut up. Stop telling me how much you love the big moment. Show me. And it goes to both guys. I'm sick of it. The other guys don't do that, or if they do, they come too. These two guys are starting to piss me off with their quotes.
So what do you want Adam Ottavino to say there?
Like his first quote was good. He was like, I fucked up. I put the team in a tough spot today. I need to be better. Bam, walk away. Don't tell me how much you love the moment. You clearly don't, dude. It clearly gets the best of you.
Right. I don't know. I think those get blown up a little more than they do because you have to be confident and you have to say that stuff. Because yeah, I don't know. If Adam Ottavino said, "Yeah, I'm not cut out for the big moment," I mean, that's game over.
Well, why would he say that? That's the tent. That's incredibly
well. That's what
bad.
I'm saying. I don't see an alternate that's better.
It's not
better
one
for
or
him
two,
to say.
Jake.
I think it is.
I mean, it's not. He can just not say either of those.
I don't know. A couple guys have not said stuff, and they've got killed for it. I think he has to hammer home the confidence, and yeah, it sucks, and it's either way, the end game is pitch better, dude.
Throw strikes, even.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done. He can't get the ball in a close game for the rest of this series.
I think he will. I think it's going to be scary, but I think he will because they're just going to use the bullpen a lot.
I have zero faith in that.
Would you rather see Sessa over Ottavino?
Tomorrow, 100%.
All right.
Ottavino's being eaten alive, man. He's got two outings where he doesn't get an out.
Yeah.
Three or four.
If you count Minnesota.
I was counting Minnesota. Does he have four now where he hasn't gotten an out? He's at least
three.
Oh,
I thought you were counting this one. Yeah. No, he had two in Minnesota.
And then two the series or just one?
I think just one. I don't know. Not a math pod. It's a mod pod.
Just one. I mean, I'm done with Ottavino for this series. Unless it's like four runs or more. Then you have to use him.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm going to lean on the Rugi thing, and hopefully it can be a baby step. Because, again, if we want the Yankees to win this series, which we do, hot take, it's either going to be six games or seven games. And in theory, we might have only seen less than half this series, and Adam Ottavino could become an asset in this series.
Oh, dude, his stats are so bad. Comes into a tie game, doesn't record an out. Comes in up seven, clean inning. Comes up two, doesn't record an out. Comes up ahead five, clean inning, full inning. Comes in ahead one, he records one out. Comes in today, ahead down two, he doesn't record an out. So in games that are three runs or closer that he has appeared in, four of them, he has recorded one out. He's appeared in four games that are close. He's recorded one out.
That's exactly what I was talking about in Minnesota, where they needed to use that as more of a confidence builder and less of a let's try to kill these Twins as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
it's backfiring it on us.
Yeah, we differ completely on that. Adam Ottavino's been bad, and the Yankees have been smart to have the quick hook. I think it falls on him. You think it falls on the Yankees' utilization of him.
Well, I just don't think we get through this series if Adam Ottavino is useless. If we fully kick the can on him, I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, he was bad down the stretch of the regular season, so it's like he worked himself into this badness.
Yeah, I mean, he's been bad. I'm not denying that.
Yeah. He can. But anyway, the offense is the main problem.
Yeah, and that's the funny part when we could talk about bullpen, whether it's Boone or the guys doing it. We ain't scoring.
Yeah. Gary looks awful. Didi with his first pitch outs, that was pretty frustrating. Judge wanted to get the job done. But with Gardy behind him, Cole was totally fine with throwing him stuff out of the zone, trying to get him to swing, and Judge was antsy to get the job done, so he overswung at a lot of pitches that were, you know, nice off-speed out of the zone. And that was bad.
Cole also felt like he turned it on tonight when Judge was up there. He threw some of his best breaking balls to Judge.
There was one that was super nasty.
Yeah, he threw a couple just dirt ones.
Gardner goes 0-for-4. Glaber got walked twice because Didi's behind him, who went 0-for-4. He saw five pitches. Gary looked awful. What do you think about Gio? Gio didn't look terrible. He didn't get a hit, had a walk. I feel like Gio made hard
contact. Put the barrel on there a couple times. I mean, it. You look at Gio like you're not the problem.
What would your lineup be for tomorrow? If it's...
Well, something I want to circle about, which I think the rain day was a factor in this decision, is Giancarlo, man. Giancarlo Stanton has a home run this series. I think we're starting to get to Giancarlo o'clock. And I don't know if there's a rain out tomorrow. I don't know if he comes in the next day and slams the door and says, you have to play me. Because otherwise, what are we doing?
If Giancarlo doesn't play tomorrow, if he doesn't play tomorrow, do you see they could get him off and bring Talkman up, which is crazy.
I mean, it's the insanity of the season. I don't know. I mean, then what? Does Talkman play for Gardy? I don't know. I think you go back LeMahieu, Judge, Glaber, right? We agree on that.
LeMahieu, Judge, Glaber.
I mean,
they're gonna put Hicks? Eddie in the four hole.
Is it Eddie slash Stanton in the four hole?
They're gonna put Eddie in the four hole. I think they seem like to have because him in the four. It never truly made sense, and he's just been there. He's never batted later than fifth all season, even though he came back from injuries.
He had one of the five hits today. It was the double in his third at bat, and it was a nice hit. So maybe that sparks him.
Yeah. Hicks is back in there, right?
Hicks, yeah. Maybe you slide him up to five. God, I don't know. It starts getting funny looking at the numbers, man.
Yeah. Didi. Didi and Gary need to stop being black holes.
Yeah. And it's tough, and I don't want to come off as too much of a Didi defender, but again, we're about 2 weeks removed or 4.5 feet removed from Didi being a hero today. You can also point to some of those first pitches, but I mean, like, Didi didn't strike out today. I mean, that's a big spin zone when I can't believe he swung at that first pitch from Will Harris. But yeah, man, I don't know. And again, a lot of these guys are having a hard time hitting. And who have their at-bats been against? It's been Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, Will Harris, and Roberto Ozuna. And
a little
bit of Joe
Smith. The two best pitchers in the AL. But you got to beat those guys if you want to be good. We're supposed to have a good offense.
Yeah, and that's I started here, and maybe we can start spinning things uphill a little bit. Is Smoltz has been hammering away the more these guys see the Yankees relievers, the better shot they're going to have against them. You know, I could spin that into if we get the chance to see Verlander and Cole again, these guys might have a better idea of what they're doing up there. They'll have seen it this week, three at bats against all of them. So I think there's a little bit of a spin zone there. Those guys are still really good. But, I don't know. Hopefully, if we get Greinke in a bullpen day or a bullpen day in Greinke or Greinke, Verlander, bullpen day, however you chalk it up, at least two of those have to be a win. And I don't know. It's kind of what I stumbled into after game two, after the sadness of the loss. We were running hot, and I was... Yankees in five. And then when they won that game and all the Astros were saying everything, I was like, it's looking like a seven gamer. And you give me Greinke in a bullpen day and those seem like the layups. So I think that's why I'm not totally deflated right now. If we were to lose a Greinke day or a bullpen day, I think you'd be hearing a real sad pup. We lost to Colin Verlander. We're going to get another shot at them. If we lose to those two guys four times, then we don't deserve it.
Tomorrow's a must win, right?
Yeah. But I'm like, no, is in this again, maybe Astro fans tuning in. This is why you'd hate Yankee fans. If it's Greinke or bullpen day, I'm not concerned at all.
Our pitching has been, Our starters have been bad. Paxton and Severino weren't great. But we've held them to 7 runs over 3 games. And really today was just 3 earned runs because of some nonsense. Fucking out of Vino, man. It's the offense.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we if we had scored 3 runs in the other game, we'd be looking at this and be like, all right, Ottavino, you got to figure it out. Britton, you can't spike that ball. Head down. Let's get it tomorrow. Unfortunately, we didn't. I don't know. Still very confident against Greinke. Give us a night game at the stadium. Not this isn't a shot fired at the crowd, but night games are just different. It's a mathematical equation. It's people times booze time getting to the game. I don't know. I'm no fear of Greinke or their bullpen still. And guess what? If it does get rained out and we, in theory, would have to play 4 straight games, I mean, yeah, our bullpen could potentially get tired. So could the 2 guys they believe in their bullpen still. 2.5 with how Joe Smith's been pitching. But actually, we got him today, right?
Glaber did.
Yeah, so they're Harris and Ozuna are the only 2 guys out of their bullpen that they think, and well, maybe James, but I don't know. I don't know. We can, like, Yanks are very much alive. This isn't the death of the Yankees. I don't know. I'm still feeling good. If we lost Greinke or bullpen day, I will be in my shell.
Yeah, I'm nervous about that going into tomorrow. Hinch had a funny thing. So the fly balls, there were so many that seemed like they were going to be home runs and weren't. Someone in the chat, let me find his name.
I want to say that about Canely too. Canely didn't have a lot of pitches, but one of them looked like an absolute gopher ball.
Oh yeah. Who in the chat said this? Spring Cullen. He said Gardy misplayed that ball because he was thinking it was a home run. I just tweeted at Lindsey Adler asking if anyone asked that question, because I wonder if he did just start to go back and then it came in on him.
Yeah.
Something's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the sky at that point of the game was pretty awkward, because I think that was right about the time Altuve caught a pop-up and he said he couldn't see it the whole time. So I think the sky kind of changed a little bit then. And yeah, I mean, you don't see Gardy misplay a ball like that off very often. So yeah, still not sure what that was. Yeah, I don't know, and that's the other thing about the Glaber home run I'll say is that if the Yankees got shut out today, and the, you know, not scoring a run thing became a thing, that would have been bad times for everyone.
Yeah, that's kind of just noise though, right? Like this one run from Glaber didn't actually change anything.
It's noise until it becomes real. We talked about this with the Cardinals a little bit. If the Yankees went shutout for the next 3 innings tomorrow and they didn't score today, the noise would be that much louder to the point that it would become real. So I don't know. Maybe it's a blip, maybe it's nothing, but we'll see.
We'll see. You hoping for a rainout tomorrow or not?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I half am. Just because I feel like everyone believes in it. So I don't want to play tomorrow, Greinke shoves. Or no, it'd be bullpen day tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That just feels like there's a weird factor there now. Like, if they played tomorrow, I think it would officially be weird. And I don't want to look at that and say another weird thing has happened in this series.
Do you think the lineup, like if they throw out this same lineup again tomorrow, are you a little upset?
I wouldn't be that upset, because I think lineup stuff, we haven't been too hard on it all season. And whoever it is, like, okay, when we were talking about the lineup before, like, we slid Hicks up to the 5-hole because he had 2 walks today, which, yeah, it was a couple good at-bats, but I don't know. A pitch was a little over the plate. It could have been a strikeout pretty easily.
I think Glaber needs...
Guys just have to put up.
Glaber needs protection. I mean, you can't have Didi behind Glaber. Switch Edwin and Glaber. If Stanton comes back in the lineup, put him behind Glaber. Glaber needs protection. when they just, when Cole just walked him twice, didn't really care, that's pretty much like, that's our one weapon right now, and we just completely took him out of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's some truth to that. I mean, either way, I mean, more guys have to hit. We can't win it if we look at the bottom six dudes in our lineup and say, oh, they're not doing it this series. Like, we need more guys to step up, whoever it is.
Yeah. All right. I think that ends this one. Thanks for tuning in. I'm still a little down. I need to see life in the first couple innings tomorrow, which we should, or next game, whenever it is. Series definitely isn't over. This game just kind of sucked.
Yeah. Not only did we get beat, even if we didn't get beat, we beat ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of,
you know,
like they were good. They were better than us, and we were bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like they were better than us, but we played them real hard, or they weren't good, but we were like just shot ourselves in the foot. It was a combo. They were just better than us, and we were really bad. So, sucks.
Britt and Inning, not only the back-to-back spikes, but they hit fly balls off Britt too, which has me a little... A little nervous.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. All right. That ends this one, guys. We'll be back tomorrow or whenever the game is with the pregame show. Those have been fun. Been a nice, silly time because we're excited because it's before the game. So Tune into those. Download the that app and or subscribe on YouTube, whatever you want to do. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.